Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
And now it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
Danielle, did you roofie LB this morning? He was arguing two different points in the same argument. I don't get it.
On WAAF.
Today's Hillmail voicemail messages to wrap up the week are brought to you by the City of Boston Credit Union. For the lowest rates in Boston on mortgages, home equity loans, first-time buyer programs, and more, visit cityofbostoncu.com. The City of Boston Credit Union, uniquely Boston. And now, here for you are the very best Hillmail voicemail messages that you have left over the previous 24 hours.
5:58 a.m.
When it comes to David Price, the price is wrong, bitch.
End of message.
What's he making?
31 million.
31?
31. Having a tough season.
I'm mad.
Well, it's the media. It's all the pressure that the media is putting on him. The outlandish expectation that he could win a game and help some people get some free furniture, for crying out loud.
Damn you.
What is this? I mean, stop the bleeding. I mean, I'm going to have to send some kind of an international plea to Warren Buffett to try to cover my furniture at the end of the season if they don't turn this thing around.
5:22 a.m.
You know, if you close your eyes and listen to John McCain ask questions yesterday, you could have sworn that was LB up there. Really. Listen to it again. The man sounds like LB going on one of his, you know, and just asking such bizarre questions. LB, I only pick on you because I love you, kid. Have a great weekend.
Call me President Trump.
He was up late watching the baseball game.
You know what I meant.
John McCain is an older guy, but absolute.
He's mincing his words.
It could be confusing sometimes when you are in that particular setting. And
whatever, there's a lot of pressure.
Trying to see if you can elicit some kind of information from the former FBI director. Mm-hmm. Now,
I want to know what you knew, when you knew it, and how you knew it.
Legal analysts are debating today whether or not he could be charged with anything for leaking the privileged information to his Columbia Law School professor buddy.
Right.
That doesn't seem like it was the right thing to do.
No, it doesn't.
I mean,
that's inappropriate.
That's not right. Mm-mm. So I was, during my Twitter argument with Stiz Grimey.
Yo. Play on, player.
I did share a very important article, which all of you, I don't care how you feel about the hearings or the president or anything, you might be interested to know that Alan Dershowitz wrote this opinion piece last night in which he said that the law allows the president of the United States to stop any FBI investigation that he chooses to stop.
Well, just because the law allows for it doesn't mean it's not sketchy.
What does law have to do with, like, what does real law have to do with this?
But
it's about
that,
my opinion about that blonde douche nozzle.
Isn't it interesting, though, that the president is allowed, if because he's the president, he's allowed, if he wants to stop an FBI investigation, he can stop an FBI investigation.
Who put that in there?
The same people who made sodomy illegal in Massachusetts.
Was it Nixon who put that in there? Seriously, that doesn't seem right at all. The FBI should be
totally independent,
separate from all that.
You think so? Yeah.
If there's problems with the president, they should
somebody has to do their job. Somebody has to be in charge of the FBI guy. Yeah,
somebody's got to be the boss. Otherwise, otherwise there's chaos, absolute chaos.
Thursday, 10:06 p.m.
I can't believe that fat bastard is a pro hockey player. No, I'm not talking about LB. I'm talking about Phil Kessel.
End of message.
Please. Kessel was awesome last night. The Pens made Smashville look like a junior hockey club last night.
He's had a good career.
He has. We
didn't like him here at one point, but
well, we didn't understand him.
He's had a pretty good pretty good career.
Friday, 12:42 a.m.
Greg, you must be happy that Bob signed the 2-year extension. So I hope you sent him a congratulatory text with the kiss emoji.
Oh. End of message.
I need to send Bubs a congratulatory text. I haven't done that.
Oh, you mean on top of the fruit basket and the Lambo you sent yesterday?
I haven't done that yet.
Awkward.
But,
he was like, why is this Aston Martin in my driveway? You're like, don't worry about it. I pulled some strings.
Let me tell you what, Bubs can start paying for some stuff for once. How about that?
Yeah, you've already set the standard. Like, once you got into town, guy, in that first photo at the barbecue fest where Julian had the flat-billed Kent State hat with the long hair before he got stylish.
He's got the time to make good, time to make it up. Mm-hmm. You've been on the free meal program forever, and now it's time for you to pick up the check at the end of the night, Edelman.
6:46 a.m.
Hello, this is Bill Cosby. Put the prelude in the pudding to make the women feel good.
End of message. Oh,
now, so rapey.
This is excuses LB hasn't used yet.
Yes.
Turns out Bill did admit to giving some women pills, but they were Benadryl. I don't know if was she allergic to bees or was it
makes you sleepy, guy? That's nature's babysitter.
Did the woman tell him that she had a nut allergy and then he are we supposed to believe that he gave him Benadryl? I mean, are you kidding me?
You ever taken more than the recommended dose and drank? You'll be out in 2 seconds.
It helps.
Is that it?
Seriously.
Is that it?
Oh, yeah. It'll knock you right out.
Well, it's still rape.
Of course.
No, he said it was somewhere between rape and rape. Wasn't that what he said?
That's right.
I think so. Loosely, I think it was translated.
How did he describe it?
Somewhere between permission and rejection, I believe, were the words that were used.
He couldn't tell. She was somewhere between permission and rejection.
If there's a question about yes, it's a no.
Generally understood, right?
Right. I would think.
Yes.
7:03 a.m.
Hey, I got a great idea. How about the next time David Price is starting at home, it can be David Price night. And as everyone is walking into the ballpark, they can get handed a shirt that says 31 million shades of suck.
End of message.
Wow.
People are very upset.
Yeah.
Oh, with the
a lot of dough, kid.
With the potential ace. Very upset.
7:09 a.m.
Hey, kid, teach a man how to fish so that fish can tell me how to get this saying right.
End of message.
You need a book of Proverbs or something.
Close
reference.
Enough.
Boondock Saints.
Give a man a fish, he eats for a day. Teach a man to fish, he eats for life. You got it.
You fish on that side.
Yeah.
I'll fish on this side.
Yeah.
And we'll both fish in the middle.
7:30 a.m.
Really too bad that Big Ben was the only predator that showed up to the game last night.
End of message. 7:22 a.m.
Elizabeth Warren action figure? I'm guessing its only action is standing there looking indignant.
End of message.
But it does it so well.
7:22 a.m.
Whoa! The Elizabeth Warren action figure doll. That's great. I bet when you push the button on its back, it does exactly what you don't want it to, just like the senator herself.
Aww.
And probably does it in that annoying, breathy voice, too.
End of message.
You will soon be able to get your Elizabeth Warren action figure.
You can choose from three voices. You can choose indignant, passive, or Democrat. Which, actually, that's just one voice.
Mm-hmm. She's gonna be running for president, correct?
I mean, it's 100%
fact, right?
Yeah. I mean, no way she doesn't. I'm gonna hide when that happens, not because of her, because of her supporters.
Because
if I thought this election was bad, golly gee, just lordy, just wait.
Lordy,
bull
just
feathers.
Wait.
7:33 a.m.
You know, it's a pretty good show today. But all I can think about is Clams Casino.
I know.
Do it all again today.
Squeeze the lime on top of the Clams Casino. So good. All right. Well, it's clam season.
Yes, it is.
It's seafood season, raw bar season.
Let's get it going.
You know?
Yeah.
And the weather is, looks like the weather is finally going to be cooperating this weekend. So.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.